Time for the weekend. It's Trina Mara here on Ireland's Classic Hits, and Damien Farrelly's here with news from the net. Hiya, Damien.
Good morning, Trina. On this, the weekend, the first weekend that we can leave our 5K.
Bit of freedom is great, isn't it? Yeah.
It's great. Can't wait.
Okay, what do you have for us today?
A question, Trina. What time do you stick on your washing machine, for example?
I always stick it on right when I'm going to bed, and then it's ready in the morning.
Okay, well, there's this woman I've been reading about. She has been complaining online about her neighbour's washing machine being turned on at 10:30. You don't live beside her, do you?
Maybe it's a hint. Maybe I do.
She complained to the neighbour and was told it's just a normal household noise and that you're just going to have to put up with it. So basically, she turns it on at 10:30 and it rattles around the place and it keeps her awake next door.
Oh, stop it. Would it really keep you awake? Do you know, I actually have a neighbour and she spent about 10 grand getting a concrete shed out the back to put all her, as she calls them, her noisy appliances into. So her washing machines and things. If you have a laundry room or a kitchen with a washing machine, surely that's not going to wake the neighbour next door, upstairs and across the way.
There's nothing worse though. You're watching Netflix and you leave the utility door open and the washing machine is just peeking. And so is the program you're watching. And you have to, will you go and close that door? Keep the noise
out. It's going like this.
Yeah.
There was another one I saw. Did you see that woman, Damien, giving out in the news? Because she bought her house and basically her back garden backed onto a motorway. And then she was giving out about the noise and wanted a refund. Said she was done out of her money.
She bought her house. It backed onto a main stretch of road, a 70 mile an hour speed limit on it. And she's now complaining about traffic noise, right? She says she has to wash her windows 4 times a week with all the dust. And she's fed up of all the noise of the heavy goods vehicles. And she can't even relax in her back garden because it's only 9 foot away from the road. So you have to beg the question, why did she buy the house?
Did she not notice the motorway at the garden when she was going to view it? No.
Do you want to know her excuse? She says, look, in fairness to me, she says, I viewed it earlier on a Saturday morning. There wasn't much traffic around and I didn't realise how bad it was until now.
God.
But there's another thing in it. She only realises now while the sellers accepted their offer of 25 grand below the asking price, they basically wanted rid of it.
They legged it. That's brilliant. But she's an owl Egypt now for not copping on. There was a main road right at the bottom of her garden. What's she going to do? Is she going to soundproof her fence or something?
I don't know what she's going to do. But look, I know loads of houses up there. Up in Sandyford, when you're going by the M50 there, you can see loads of people there as well. So you know the road is there. Why would you buy the house, which is kind of 9 foot away from it?
Oh, Egypt. Damien, when are you back on the radio?
Tomorrow, Classic Hit Sunday, 11 to 2, you say, we play.
Lovely. This is something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.